Officials make bold podium decision after trans athlete dominates California finals. By Dylan Nguyen on May 16, 2026. A transgender athlete in California so dominated the state finals that it brought protest and outrage from fans and parents in attendance. It also brought a very unusual move from event officials. App Hernandez, 17, a senior at Juniper Valley High School, took first place in the girls' long jump, high jump and triple jump during this weekend's California Interscholastic Federation Southern Section Finals. The ill feelings toward Hernandez were obvious not just from protesters and parents but also from female competitors who seemed to avoid the trans athlete after the win. Having evidently anticipated the backlash and, potentially, the outcome of the event, tournament officials handed gold medals to the female runner-up competitors. In all, 8 gold medals were awarded to the female athletes who finished second behind Hernandez. Some female athletes declined to be seen next to Hernandez at all. Malia Strange of Shadow Hills High School, whom Hernandez beat by 2 feet in the triple jump, no-showed the podium during the Nadal ceremony. The parents of one female athlete, 17-year-old Olivia Viola, wore shirts that read, "Protect Girls Sports." She thinks it's a fundamental issue of fairness for women, said Olivia's mother, Tracy Howden. She's fighting for the rights of female athletes. It's a very simple principle. That's what she's standing strong on. It shouldn't be that controversial. Howden did not exempt California's Governor Gavin Newsom from responsibility for not protecting girls' sports. He's tried to peg any female who's trying to stand up for women as bullies, she told the New York Post. It's a way for him to try to shut them down. It's easier for him if the girls don't speak up. The controversy surrounding Ab Hernandez's involvement in the California state finals reached Pennsylvania Avenue last year when President Trump took to Truth Social and blasted California for the display. "This is not fair, and totally demeaning to women and girls," Trump wrote.